We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He was informed of his release just a couple minutes ago. This, in fact, relates to his salary and some of the knee injuries he's been dealing with. $1 million of his salary is guaranteed. It becomes fully guaranteed. Actually, tomorrow. So this was a move that they wanted to get done today. It certainly was up in the air, and I'm told they have decided to release Matt Khalil. Another big hole to fill for a player who has battled injuries on and off.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. Come on down, Matt Khalil, the newest left tackle for your Houston Texans. And John Lopez makes a lot of promises. He's made a lot of promises to me. Usually he comes through on his promises, but I don't know if even you can capitalize pay off on this promise. Because your promise, you promised the people, you promised the loopholes, you promised me and Figgy that you had a hot take on new Texans left tackle Matt Khalil. Let me hear it.
All right. It is, I think most people will agree if they're honest with themselves, including you. Because you had a hot take as soon as he was announced.
Hot take, I said I like it.
Yeah.
I basically want an offensive lineman battle royal, WWE style at camp. I want five position battles on the offensive line.
Matt Khalil is the NCAA tournament bracket of free agent signings. He's the NCAA tournament bracket of free agent signings. And by that, I mean someone like you can hear about this and say, I like it. Someone like whomever, there were several people that we follow, you know, that are on the game. That follow the game that were saying, oh, well, he's going to be this because of salary. He's going to be this because of his health, et cetera. You're going to either love or hate Matt Khalil the way you love or hate St. Mary's College in the tournament or any of these upstart, you know, Abilene Christian. People are going to act like they know everything there is to know about Matt Khalil, just like they act like they know everything there is to know about some of these mid-major tournament entries, and like, oh, well, their guard play. Of course, everybody can all say that. Their guard play is really solid. Yeah, if you're in a mid-major, you probably got good guards. You know, if you're in a mid-major and you're in the tournament, you probably have good guards because you don't have good bigs. So Matt Khalil is that. People are going to have all kinds of opinion on him, all kinds of thoughts about his game, and most people couldn't, one, pick him out in the lineup, two, know what number he is, three, watched more than maybe three snaps of his play against your team. Nobody knows about Matt Khalil, but they're going to act like they do. I don't. I mean, I've watched him more than the average Joe, but I couldn't tell you. I couldn't break down his game for you right now.
I mean, his game has been deteriorating since his rookie year. I mean, mm-hmm. He was a first-round pick.
I know the story. What I'm saying is I haven't, like, gone to the tape.
No.
You know?
No, and if you do go to the tape, you might throw up in your mouth. Mm-hmm. I mean, he got cut for $1 million. Like, that tells you, if a left tackle's good, they're not going to cut you for $1 million. That's really all you need to know.
Yeah.
The reason that I like the signing, I didn't think, like, the Texans got, like, some sort of all-world left tackle, but I want five position battles on the offensive line.
Now, that I can agree with.
I don't want anyone to have a spot on the offensive line locked up. That includes Nick Martin. Everybody, I think, should be battling. When we go to training camp or we're talking about training camp and we do position battles, and usually there's just a couple of them, I want left tackle, left guard, center, right guard, right tackle. I want position battles in all those positions. And guys like Matt Khalil on one-year prove-it deals like what Tyrann Mathieu was on last year, these are the guys that come in. They're either extremely hungry or they're either extremely washed up. And I'm fine with Julian Davenport having some competition at left tackle.
Absolutely. That's a solid take. I mean, he's one of those guys that is going to, you know, going to be competitive. He's going to give you depth. Here's the thing. If you think that Matt Khalil's going to start, you might ultimately be right, like picking some underdog in the NCAA tournament to win get to the Sweet 16. But it's not because of anything you know. You know what I mean? Like some people throw it, like the secretary at your office who hasn't watched a college basketball game in a year since last year in this tournament, you know, has 15 of the 16 Sweet 16 teams in your office pool and she's leading, right? It's not because of what she knows, because she guessed right. You might guess right on Matt Khalil, but I'm not even sure he's going to start. Can I give you some numbers? Can I interest you in some stats?
Absolutely,
always. As you like to say. Khalil has played one full season in the last 3 years. Okay, that's number one. In terms of sports info, which keeps grades on players just like Pro Football Focus.
Okay.
He's blown a top 20 amount of blocks among left tackles in 2017.
Oh, no.
All right? He was terrible in 2015. He was like one of the worst graded tackles by Pro Football Focus. That doesn't mean he can't improve and, you know, by the way, this is another Brian Gain move. How long was that contract that he signed, Matt Khalil?
1 year.
And who did they say no to so they could get Matt Khalil?
Donald Penn.
Right.
Three-time Pro Bowler of the Raiders.
So somebody said something about Moneyball and Brian Gain. This is another one. Add this one to the list. This guy's injured, underperforming, once a big-time tackle. You got him for 1 year contract, and you said no to the one that you might have overpaid to get, and that's Donald Penn. Brian Gain. I'm going to get to Brian Gain in just a second.
This is the thing about this move. This is the move that I'm going to look at to judge Brian Gain. Because I have no issue with the Texans not throwing a lot of money at some of these guys, because they're clearly evaluating players and they're looking for low risk, high reward guys. I have no problem with that, especially if you don't like what you saw from some of the free agents. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with that. But now I can look at Matt Khalil, and wherever Donald Penn goes and plays, a three-time Pro Bowler who has he's older, but he has more tangible success more recently than Matt Khalil does. I'm going to look at Donald Penn, and if Donald Penn goes somewhere and he's a starting left tackle and he's good and Matt Khalil's not, this is the move I'm going to look at and say, okay, Brian Gain, I don't know what's up with your evaluation process, but there's a flaw in it. It's starting to become more and more clear what we can look to in order to judge Brian Gain, because I don't care what the Honey Badger does in Kansas City. I wouldn't have paid him what he got. I'm not gonna fault him for that.
Yeah.
But this move, along with the Roby signing, along with the Gibson bringing him in, these are the moves you're gonna look to, and you're gonna start judging Brian Gain.
Absolutely. But there's something about Brian Gain that is also kind of getting galvanized in my mind, and I like it. I truly, truly love it.
Is this gonna be like a bless your heart backhand compliment?
No, not at all. This is gonna be an absolute compliment for Brian Gain, because I've kind of turned on I was very much let's wait and see on him, because you know, you can say what you want about a third round pick being a starter and maybe a rookie of the year candidate, but that doesn't tell you what you are as a general manager. I was a wait and see guy on Brian Gain. He might suck. he might ultimately suck as a general manager, but one thing I love about him is he doesn't give two bleeps what you think. He doesn't give two bleeps what you think, what I think, what Figgy thinks, what the public thinks, what the national media thinks. Everybody said, you got to keep Tyrann Mathieu. Nope. Everybody said, what are you doing with Kareem Jackson? Nope. Well, everybody's talking about, me included, Le'Veon Bell. Nope. What about Antonio Brown? You going to kick the tires on that? Nope. What about Donald Penn? You know, he's probably the best tackle out there. Nope. He's building his team his way, and he could give two bleeps what you think.
And you like this?
I like it. He's eliminated the white noise. Is he even on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook?
No.
Or you know?
No. Hell no.
No, some guys are. I mean, some, a lot of general managers make their living on Twitter. but he doesn't care. He's isolated himself. He's doing it his way. He's got his head down, and it could be flat out the worst thing that ever happened to this organization. Who knows? You know, we don't know how it's going to play out. But I like the fact that he doesn't care about the white noise.
He doesn't care about the white noise. He doesn't care what we think. But, I mean, again, if Matt Khalil is a disaster, and in the big scheme of things, they could cut Matt Khalil and it not
all
be
these
a big
guys.
Deal. But I'm going to be looking to Donald Penn the whole time. Like, I'm looking to Donald Penn. And I just get a sense that he's going to go sign with a better team, and we're going to look back at this and say, okay, how did Matt Khalil pay off? Because I don't have any confidence in Matt Khalil. I'm not going to sit here and try to pretend that I have a hot take on Matt Khalil. Landry Locker, John Lopez in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. The biggest move of the weekend, though, As far as a contract, Justin Verlander, 2-year extension, $66 million. We're talking about this money ball. And at one point, we were talking about the Astros. Not too long ago, we were talking about how they were tanking and they were building a squad. Jim Crane is throwing around some big bucks.
Starting to.
$100 million to Bregman last week, and then $66 million to Justin Verlander. We talk about all the owners in town, and we talk about the front offices. I know Luno gets credit for building this roster, but Jim Crane, whenever the check needs to be written, Jim Crane will write the check. And that Verlander trade, I don't even really credit Luno as much for that Verlander trade as I do Jim Crane, because he was willing to take on the money. And a lot of GMs don't play in that on that same ballpark that Luno's allowed to do, because there is a budget and there is salary. But the most impactful trade, and you said this, I think you said this was the best trade in the history of your time covering Houston sports, Justin Verlander. You can credit the owner with that more than you can the GM, because he's willing to write the checks, and he gives him $66 million. He's going to be here through 2021.
Well, that's what I say all the time, and certainly if you trust your general manager. Ultimately, though, whether you trust him or not, it's the owner that makes the decision. And he said early on, when they were still a 100-loss team, and people were, you know, the subject came up of, you know, is it worth when you get better to, you know, to start paying some high price free agents? He says, I'll spend money when I need to. I remember that distinctly. And boy, true to his word. You know, when he didn't need to, he didn't spend the money. He wasn't dumb about it, you know, and they won a World Series, obviously getting Verlander's contract along the way, and they wouldn't have done it without that. So when they needed to, they did. They made the move. And now when they needed to, or when they think they need to, they're paying, obviously, Bregman and Verlander. And there's more on the way.
They paid Altuve. And what this is, what this means is you still have that 3-year window. You got a horse in the top of the rotation, and the Astros have at least a 3-year World Series window. Props to Jim Crane, because there's a lot of skepticism about Brian Gain. There's a reason that the Astros are the team that's most recently won a championship, and there's a reason that the Astros are the best organization in town. Men's basketball tournament down to 16. U of H has an identity that the OG loves. We're going to lay out that identity next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.